Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Colin Ferris, the iGaming product director for Playtech, about how his company is approaching its expansion into the U.S. Today's podcast is sponsored by IGT, where the cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold and is named Best Slot Product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. Get this top performer on your floor. Learn more at igt.com/prosperitylink. Colin Ferris has a long history in the iGaming industry. Prior to joining Playtech as their iGaming product director, he was with IGT for 11 years as their head of contact interactive casino. His challenge with Playtech, which is one of the dominant suppliers of iGaming products in Europe and other parts of the world, is to bring their products and services to a U.S. audience. Playtech is going all out to penetrate the U.S. market, one in which Ferris is very familiar. He spoke with me at G2E in Las Vegas in October. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Colin Ferris from Playtech. Colin, great to meet you. Thanks for joining us today. I'm really excited about getting Playtech into this country. I've been going to ICE for 25 years, and I always had the biggest stand there, and now you're in the U.S. So why don't you give us a little background of how the company was formed and how it became the giant in Europe and how you're transitioning to the U.S. right now.
Well, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to talk with you. I'm really excited. I was actually brought into Playtech just this year to actually spearhead bringing them into the U.S. I've had over a decade experience with some other companies in the industry and working on launching all the various different states. Playtech, as you know, is the largest provider in Europe. We're everywhere. Right. We've got an amazing amount of content, but we also know that the U.S. is a different market, has different players, has different approaches. And so, you know, one of the reasons they brought me on was to make sure that the content they were bringing across was appropriate for the players, was appropriate for everybody, because it really is. It's about, you know, making sure that the players are getting what they want.
Not
what we think is the best.
Exactly. Well, I've seen Playtech kind of taking little small steps over the last few years. Was that really just to find out what the U.S. market was like and how you needed to approach it a little differently?
Absolutely, yeah. You had to do small steps into the market. You had to prepare for things. You had to really set the stage for everything. But now the stage is set, and we're rolling out big. We're already live now in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Michigan. And we're rolling out with new customers just about every week now. So it's really great to build it up here.
Okay, great. So for those of us that don't really understand what Playtech does, I mean, you've got a whole variety of products and services. Why don't you just give us a little encapsulation of what you offer?
I'll try. We do just about everything.
Just about everything.
From poker to live casino to RNG gaming to even retail. We've got land-based kiosks as well. So we encompass everything. It's really about being, you know, the best we can be for our customers and give them the best experience. You know, our platform that we use for our customers who take our platform, it's one of the best in the industry. You know, our games constantly perform. You know, our live casino, that's one of the things we're really proud about bringing into the U.S. And really bringing some competition to that space. We're the first to have, you know, live casino slots with a host and everybody's playing the same slot machine. So we're really all over the map. We've got a giant poker network, we've got bingo, we've got everything, really.
So why should U.S. operators even consider Playtech when we've got, you know, some giants like the IGTs of the world here, and we've got, you know, other companies from Europe that have been here, you know, longer than Playtech?
Well, it's, you know, it's one, it's our pedigree. We've got a huge catalog of games. We bring variety. I mean, you know, as I said, it is different over here. And so, you know, the games IGT makes, for example, don't work as well in Europe. And, you know, so they have to adapt over there. We're bringing our stuff over here. It becomes a different play style. You know, as we've seen historically with Aristocrat that was so focused on Australia, and then all those games worked over here. But it took them coming into the market for that to happen. And we feel the same way about Playtech.
Okay, great. So let's talk about the live dealer. I did a live dealer story in the magazine a couple of months ago. I spoke with your guy, I'm forgetting his name right now, I apologize.
Either Ito or Kevin.
Ito, I spoke with, yes. he was very eloquent about what they offer. And as you mentioned, there's an 800-pound gorilla in that space, and it's kind of hard to break into. How are you approaching that?
With differentiation. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're bringing the traditional live dealer experience, but we are very committed to really calling it live casino.
Right.
Because it's about bringing in the different experiences. So we've got our game shows with big wheels. We've got a trivia product. Uh-huh. We've got our play slots. We've actually got a new Everybody's Jackpot that will allow everybody to play together for a jackpot game. So we really want to bring in that differentiation, and then also, you know, our level of service, our quality. You know, it's one of those things where whenever there's only one person in the market, they tend to, you know, rest on their laurels a little bit.
Yeah.
So competition's always a good thing.
So do you focus on entertainment in that live casino environment?
100%. It's like running a 24-hour, live television studio.
Right.
And so, and it's about the engagement. I mean, a player can play an RNG blackjack game, and they can play it faster. So if all they're interested in blackjack, they'll play the standard, you know, single-player RNG blackjack.
Right.
But when they want entertainment, when they want that interaction, when they want all of that stuff, they look to our live dealer product.
Right. So on your live dealer products, the players can interact with each other.
Absolutely. There's a whole chat function with emoji support and all of that. And so they celebrate together. They cry together when they lose. It's a great experience.
And do they complain when a guy in third base hits and pulls a dealer's 10 card?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. No, it really mimics that feeling of a casino, that camaraderie, that everybody's in it, you know, against the house, as
it were. Sure. So, you know, obviously the U.S. market is still in its infancy, and we still have a lot of, you know, land-based casino companies that are just dipping their toe in iGaming. Do you think you can put together programs that will make them really comfortable in getting in there, and you be able to take them step by step?
Oh, 100%. I mean, a game is a game. In the end, we all speak the same language.
Right.
There are different approaches depending on, you know, and different objectives. You know, a casino game on a casino floor, they need to attract with the big graphics and the tall things. We don't get that online. We get a small little thumbnail you have to click on.
Right.
So there's different levels of engagement and different things that we can bring. And it's really that knowledge and that comfort of online that reassures the operators who are just now going and launching their online casinos that we know what we're doing, that we're a partner for them, and we can help them along the way as well. That's a big part. You know, I always say, you know, a good game's a good game. If an operator comes to me and says, hey, you know, we like the games from these other guys, what do you think? I will give them my honest opinion because that's what it is. We'll grow the industry together.
Sure. You know, and how do you have a way to connect with the player data from a land-based casino, for instance, their players club, so that you can port that data over to when they play online?
If you're running the whole back system, you can. Now, there's a lot of balance that really requires the operator to balance that out. You know, programs like that are very, very well regulated and all that.
Sure.
And with the different RTPs online, you have to balance what, you know, the value of a player card and what they get in the casino versus what they get online and all of that. But I really do. I agree with you. I think that's the future. That connecting those elements is going to be great for the casinos.
Yeah, that's something I don't think even in Europe they've figured out how to translate the online experience to the land-based experience, and I think that's really the sleeping giant right there.
Agreed, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a hard thing, and it's, you know, it's one of those things where, let's admit, the land-based casino market is a very traditional market.
Right.
And you know, stuff that gets sold in, you know, we still see old CRT screens on the machines because players, you know, if you change that out, the players will go, well, that's a different machine now. So you know, there can be reluctance to change, but then once people are committed to it, I love the level of technology that we can bring to the fore and that people support for it.
Okay. The cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold, named the best slot product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. A top game performer since being released, Prosperity Link features the player favorite lock and respin bonus and the exciting free games bonus with either Scatter or Multiplier Wilds. Prosperity Link will drive players to your floor with this popular game mechanics. Grab this exciting game while it's hot. Learn more at igt.com/prosperitylink. In terms of the slot games, do you work with a lot of the content providers, to bring their games to the online casino space?
Yeah, well, most of our offering for the U.S. is as a games provider ourselves. Okay. But we also do have an aggregation layer where we bring some games from other people. We also, in running our platforms, work with, for example, Parks is one of our customers. Okay. And for, Beck Parks and Playgun Lake, we work with them on making sure that the other providers are integrated with us and that their games are provided and supported properly across everything. And, again, give them recommendations and let them know if, there's something specific that we know has worked online. To go that route as well. And we particularly work with them on promotions.
Right.
Because really that promotions, that right. player engagement is a big deal.
Right, the bonuses and things of that nature.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So how do you handle things like payment processing? Do you use a third party for that, or do you have your own system?
That's actually not my bailiwick. I'll leave that to other people to talk about. That's really, but it is one of those big things. I mean, our PAM is very, very secure.
Yeah.
And, the player data belongs to the operator 100%.
Right.
So it's all about the balance and what that operator is interested in working with.
Sure, and the protection of that data is probably paramount.
Oh, 100%. That is, we would live and die by our data protection.
Right, okay. So when it comes to the integration again with the casinos, I mean, do you work directly with the casino executives in each of your clients?
Absolutely. Yeah. No. We we've got the two different clients. We've got the clients who take our platform,
right.
In which case we work very closely with them. We have people dedicated just to work with them and make sure everything works properly. Their native apps, all of that stuff works. And then we have our games customer clients where we provide and we integrate with their platforms and connect our system to them in order to serve their games on their system.
Okay. So you mentioned you're with Gun Lake, so you're in Michigan and Pennsylvania. What's your other status in terms of licensing in the U.S.?
So we're going for everything.
Yeah.
So we're right now, for casino, we're right now in New Jersey, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. We're currently looking at places like West Virginia and Connecticut and all of that. Connecticut's one of those things with only two operators.
Sure,
you have to agree with one of those operators before you pursue that market.
Yeah.
So, it's all about wherever things evolve, wherever things legalize, we will be there.
Okay. Tell us about poker. Poker is obviously, it's not a giant part of the industry, but it's important. Do you have your own poker programs?
We do. We have a full-on poker program. It's one of the only ones that can network multiple operators into a single poker pool, but still branded for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what that allows us to do is expand the number of tables, because poker is all about, having the players in there and all of that.
Right. So, you could actually use the agreement that the states have, I think, Nevada and Delaware and New Jersey and Michigan, and I believe Pennsylvania as well, are all on this one program. So you can use that as well.
Yeah, we will do whatever we can regarding the regulations, and where we can share liquidity, we will, and where we can't, we will build out a solution that works for that individual market.
Okay. So you also work with land-based casinos, being able to provide some products for them. What are some of the products that you provide for just land-based?
So we've got a partnership with Gameco, and we are building out retail systems to be available in the U.S.
Okay.
There'll be multi-game cabinets. We've got a few on our booth right now. So we're just rolling into that market into the U.S., and we're providing some of the best games that we've had online, as well as a mixture of games that we know from our partner as well, and just really leveraging that across. In fact, one of our games, Buffalo Blitz, I always like to say, it's sort of, people always talk about omni-channel and being land-based.
Right.
Well, Buffalo Blitz, we took it even another step further. We've got land-based, we've got online, and we've got a live product, that playing of the game together.
Okay.
So Buffalo Blitz even goes beyond that with that omni-channel approach.
Okay. So you can conceivably then have a player, play a game in a land-based casino and then go online and play the same game. Can they pick it up right where they played it, or?
No, not so much,
yet.
Not
yeah.
quite yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be, that's a holy grail that we would love to have.
Yes.
But yeah, we've got a situation, with online, you always want to be able to recover wherever the game's at. So if a player, either loses or loses their connection, or if, for example, they get distracted or something, they can resume on the bonus, they can resume on that.
Right.
And that's going to be a hard thing to ever really bring over into the land-based side, unfortunately.
Sure, right, okay. this question might be above your pay grade, but you know, Aristocrat was looking to buy Playtech, and the deal fell apart. Are you still in the market for either to be acquired or partnering with somebody?
I've got no comment on that one. I got nothing. You're right. It's definitely above my pay grade.
I think so, yeah. That's way up there. Right?
Yeah.
So tell me what you think the potential is for Playtech coming into the U.S. and the North American market.
Oh, I think it's absolutely huge. One of the great things about joining them this year was that, you know, I get this pick of this giant gaming catalog.
Right.
You know, everything from, you know, we've got our Fireblaze series, which is the very popular hold and respin mechanics. We've got, you know, an array of games across the board. And really excited next year, we're going to be bringing across Age of the Gods,
okay,
which is our big progressive link.
Uh-huh.
And we're really going to push that hard in the U.S. Progressives are something Playtech knows better than anyone, and we really think that that's going to just be huge when we bring it over here.
So I guess we can safely say Playtech is going to be a major player in the U.S. We'll see you at future G2Es, at future Indian gaming shows, and things of that nature.
Absolutely, 100%.
Great. Well, Colin, thanks for joining us. It's great to catch up with you, and let's do this next year after you've got your feet on the ground here in the U.S. and you've got that many more clients.
I look forward to it.
Great, and good luck at G2E.
Close the door on us, but the room still exists.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT, where the cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold and is named Best Slot Product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. Get this top performer on your floor. Learn more at igt.com/prosperitylink. To understand how Playtech's products and services can compete in the U.S., visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday mornings. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.